Utah's Native Plant Society has just updated its catalog. The new listing isn't just comprehensive, but also speaks volumes about how our world is changing. KUER's Judy Fays has the story.
The Native Plant Society's latest research gathers observations from botany hobbyists and professionals dating back to before the pioneers settled Utah. New ways of gathering data have helped the tally climb to 3,200 species and varieties of vascular plants considered native to Utah. It's a number you might expect from one of the nation's most botanically diverse states, but it doesn't explain why in just 4 years there's been a 20% jump in the types of plants at risk.
We're seeing an increase not only because we've discovered more and we know more, but also because there are increasing threats.
That's Tony Freitas of the Society's Conservation Committee. He says those threats include climate change, sprawling communities, and energy development. Meanwhile, about 400 species, many in southern Utah, appear to be unique to the state. Cataloging plants like this is more than a quaint hobby. Freitas says plant life has profound implications for the environment and for people.
The health of the world that we live in is dependent on the health, really, of our plants. I mean, we exist because of plants. We wouldn't have oxygen to breathe. We wouldn't have food to eat. We literally would not exist were it not for plants.
The Plant Society says nearly one-third of Utah's native flora is rare and of conservation concern. And that doesn't include the state's lichens, mosses, and mushrooms. Judy Fays, KUER News.